In what ways does the MOOC in this scenario differ from, say, XMOOCs or CMOOCs? Well, unlike XMOOCs on platforms such as Coursera or even FutureLearn, the MOOC in this scenario is more of a community of practice than a kind of course. There are experts in the groups, but they are there more as a resource to be drawn upon rather than as presenters of knowledge or people managing or controlling the group. However, the MOOC in the scenario does have more organization than a CMOOC, in that groups are structured with a deliberate and controlled mix of participants. The MOOC in the scenario draws on research from peer learning and communities of practice that indicate how to set up successful self-managed groups. In this kind of MOOC, participants will be organized into smaller groups of 20 to 30, probably on a semi-randomized basis. In other words, there will be criteria for getting a mix of people in the group, but the people that end up in the group within each criteria would be allocated on a random basis. And this could be relatively easily computerized. The importance of having groups of 25 or 30 is to stop students feeling overwhelmed. One of the big problems for many of the large CMOOCs and also the large XMOOCs is that students often felt lost with so many people commenting. So by having smaller groups, this helps to control that. Although there's nothing to stop somebody perhaps who wants to see what's happening in other groups to observe those groups. And there could be a fair degree of flexibility, so people could move around groups if they want to. The participation of those with special knowledge, though, is important in such groups because, say, doctors or nurses with expertise in aging would ensure that the groups have access to validated knowledge and also provide some means of dealing with areas where there might be disputes about facts and so on, and then they can provide advice or guidance as needed. On the second question, I can only speculate on why the Open University went more for the FutureLearn model than the CMOOC model, but I suspect it's probably about money. I think FutureLearn has been seen as a money generator for the Open University. It's interesting to note that it's now a 50-50 partnership with an Australian human resources company called SEEK, who invested about £50 million in 2019 into FutureLearn. And probably for the Open University, it was safer to follow the model of the original MOOC providers, such as Coursera and edX, than to strike out into a new direction, such as the one suggested in the scenario, which leads to the third question. What would you need to run a MOOC like this, in the one in the scenario? Well, it would need leadership and support from an organisation like the Open University or another organisation that has expertise and knowledge in the area, and also the resources to set up something like this. It would need marketing, it would need a whole range of support services to get it going. It would certainly need partnerships with other organisations such as health services and probably a lot of NGOs and so on. It would be more dependent, I think, on grants or charitable status, and probably would be seen as a risky adventure financially. Unless somebody could develop an imaginative business plan to support this kind of activity. I don't think it could be run just on the input of the individuals who participate. It would have to have a little bit more resources to sustain a project of this kind. But I don't think it's impossible for that to happen. I think there are a number of charitable foundations who might be interested in something like this.